I played a lot of gigs, played a lot of really nice gigs in different parts of the country as well, which was a real privilege. But at the same time, I was also doing all these other kind of projects that weren't necessarily my own stuff. Okay, I worked on the soundtrack to a feature film called Run Rabbit Run. I was a musician in a theater show, and theater is like so intense. They really don't do things by halves. And I'm kind of a lazy person, so it's been a confronting year, honestly. Trying to do it all at once. The pace of 2021 was kind of nice in a way. And I had time to kind of do things like make an album.
Yeah, nice. I actually want to lean into that through the chaos of, I guess, exploring things that are outside of your personal style of music. Did that kind of force you to go in a new direction or dig deeper into the themes that you might have, I guess, addressed in The Hunger and how that changes now?
No, totally. I mean, the last few weeks I've been thinking about this stuff a lot. Because I've made quite a few new songs since I finished that soundtrack. And you know, The Hunger is about wanting to be turned into a vampire, right? On the surface, that's the story. I'm a human, I feel this desire to be transformed, blah, blah, blah. And in some ways, all of my albums are a little bit about this in different thematic ways, about wanting to be transformed. And I think the next step for me was to not make an album that was had a kind of like narrative or a concept in it necessarily, and try and work out what the motivation behind the songs and the themes are, like in the most basic form, which I think based on the songs that I've been writing are about being drawn towards people as a way of like losing your sense of self, or as a way of like staring into the void or staring into oblivion, which is, I think, kind of like what happens in the vampire story, right? It's like I'm like losing myself in desire. So these new songs are kind of just like more purely about that, I suppose. And almost that is a kind of like way of thinking about queer desire as well, as a kind of draw towards, and particularly maybe specifically gay male desire, where it can be seen as a draw towards oblivion or annihilation in some way. This is the kind of like, in my head, it's the code behind the vampire story. Yeah.
Yeah. So was it easier to sort of take all your past work and new stuff you've been working on and condense it down into these like base themes? Or is it a little easier to just carry on with that sort of surface level narrative? Like, which one works better for you for the creative process? But as a follow-up question, which I normally hate doing, which one is more rewarding, I guess?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think with the, when there's a kind of funny trope involved, it's always like that makes it kind of fun. Right, I can put on a costume and say I'm this or that, but at the same time, because I've done that the last album, now I'm sort of feeling like it's also fun to maybe leave it more open ended and make it more kind of open to interpretation, and then also in some ways it ends up being kind of more personal or more me or something. Like now it's about how can I exaggerate myself rather than put myself in a role.
So we're chatting to you ahead of a couple of performances over here in the West. With that sort of shift in like inspirations, themes in your music, has that changed any of the performances at all? You know, if any listeners scroll through your Instagram and stuff, you'll see there's lots of very striking imagery and costumes used and stuff. Have those slowly evolved over the past year or so?
There has been some evolution in that I used to wear these chaps, these furry chaps at every performance. And I haven't worn them in a while. That said, though, if we're talking about me coming over to Perth, Bulu, it's like, you know, I haven't, I don't think I've ever performed there solo. So I wonder whether I have to kind of bring what I've done in the past there to kind of like make it almost like the vampire show again, the cowboy vampire show again. Cause you know, I haven't done it there. And it's also fun. It's fun to do, but I suppose because I perform pretty often in Sydney and in it with a lot of different contexts, feels like every gig I do is a really different crowd and room. Every time it's kind of a bit different. Every time it's a bit sort of tailored to the room and the context. And the costumes are changing. I think I've got more in the pipeline in terms of the costumes. It'll probably be a different creature.
Yeah, we could get a complete unknown for this Saturdays because you do have a chance to perform on like the Borloo Pride weekend or night specifically. Is there anything special for Saturday night, whether that's revisiting the Chaps or like a whole new thing? I hope I haven't just gifted you information, which is like freaking you out.
No. This is exciting. I think I'm going to something afterwards that seems like it's going to be quite fun. But yeah, the show at the Bird. I reckon I have to lean into the context, right? Like it's got to be a bit camp. I'm gonna try and make it pretty camp. Let's campify the Bird. Let's make it cabaret.
Yes, I'm all about that energy for sure.
Last time you're on radio, Caitlin asked you what your favorite song on the album was, and I guess that was just, you know, looking at the album as a standalone thing. So while we're chatting live performance and stuff, since you had all this time to work through material or maybe even new material, what's your favorite track to perform now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I've had a lot of fun performing this new one it's a kind of faster one, you know, about 150-ish BPM. And it's the same BPM as the song Portal from The Hunger. And so I've been doing this kind of medley of these two songs together. That's like kind of really fun and ecstatic. And I get to jump around a bit and that's always really nice. But at the same time, there's also, yeah, every song has its own little charms and its own kind of, you know, some of them hit differently depending on the audience. Some of them don't hit at all.
Yeah, I love that. There's definitely a sense of everything being very multifaceted and still in flux, which in my opinion, at least, is definitely a good thing.
I'm really looking forward to these shows. I'm really looking forward to see what kind of energy that you've discussed with us and see it on the main stage as hopefully everyone that is listening. So you got this Saturday at the Bird and this Sunday at Pygmalion. So is there anything else that you'd like to leave us with before we go again?
I just want to leave you with thanks and blessings and gratitude for having me on the show.